everybody, welcome back to Wham!
Oh, fuck me.
I always like to surprise you.
I have like a thing, like, okay, I'm gonna try not to say the same shit I say all the time, and then I open my mouth, and you come out.
Oh, I shouldn't come out? Damn. What is this, Hemlock Grove?
Oh.
I don't like it.
So good.
I'm glad you're thinking of me. Hi, everybody. Welcome back.
Guys?
Hopefully you're not dying in July heat.
What the fuck are you talking about? It's like fall in July. I'm ready to put out some pumpkins.
It's muggy.
You have to remember that I work overnights. So when I go to work, it's like 60 degrees outside.
Shut up. You suck.
So I'm missing all of
Do
summer.
You miss the sun?
No, it bothers me at this point.
Okay, well,
so I saw these transition contacts.
Contacts?
Bruh.
I've only ever seen the glasses.
I want them.
Yeah, but how expensive are those?
I mean, I pay $100 every 3 months.
For what?
For contacts.
Yo, that's outrageous.
Well, there was 1 month I paid $8 because I get like a discount through my insurance.
Why are we watch? Okay, we're not going to be talking about this. That's boring. But damn, really?
Yeah. For 3 months supplies, I paid $8.
Well, my $600 glasses are looking pretty good now. That lasts me 2 years.
Which is why I got Ray-Bans, because I was like, if I'm going to wear glasses, I'm going to be fly as fuck. Why are we talking about this?
I don't know. Hi.
Hi.
If you're new here, welcome.
And if you're a longtime listener, keep on listening.
Welcome back.
Yeah, thank you.
I love you guys.
I'm just going to...
Hey, Dan.
Speaking to Dan. Every fucking week. Here you are with us.
Hopefully there's more other than Dan.
I'm glad that we make you giggle.
Giggle's such a weird word when it, like...
I just think it's weird when guys giggle.
Yeah!
Like, do they giggle or do they chuckle? But then chuckle's such a gross word.
It's like bitch and bastard.
Chuckle.
Chuckle. I wish to God we were doing videos because your fucking face.
Chuckle.
Chuckle. That's like an old school way to say...
Yeah,
it was he gave a little chuckle.
But even like when I'm writing and I want my guy to like giggle, like I can't say that a guy giggles. Yeah, like it just sounds. You end up sounding like something out of.
Sounds like a pervert. He's diddling something.
Yeah. What's it? What am I thinking about? Family Guy, the perv.
Ah, oh!
That's what I think of. Giggity, giggity. So when I hear
Quagmire.
Yeah, thank you. So when I think of a guy giggling, I think giggity, and it's just like not.
It's not a good image. All right. So before we get out of ourselves,
always. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you for listening, as always. Oh my God. All right.
Come on, let's have at it. Do it. Did you forget how to do this?
Maybe. So for those who are new, we love you. Thank you for listening. Please stay and stick around. Because we do be funny sometimes. My name is Man. She's Joe.
What's up?
We're wicked, awkward massholes, hence the name. And we talk about things we like, pulp culture-y things like music, movies, TV, and books.
A lot of scary things, a lot of inappropriate things.
We like
so
horror.
So many.
Hard rock, black things. That came out wrong.
It's okay. I like those black things too. I appreciate you.
Stop. Stop. I forget I even said it.
Not too late.
So what are we starting off with today?
Well, I remember last episode, we forgot to mention up and comings. So we're halfway through the month. I'm sure you guys have seen a couple new things on Netflix and things like that. Yo, that's where I'd be at, because I ain't trying to go to the movie theaters. Like, can we just go back to like when COVID made movie theaters release shit online? Because I'm down for that.
Well, it's funny because Mr. Dan, who we were just talking to.
Oh, Jesus.
Today he went, or yesterday, whatever the fuck, he went to go see Black Widow. And I asked him, I was like, can you tell me about it? Because then it will decide whether or not I waste money in theaters or if I wait till it comes out.
That wouldn't be a waste.
And according to him, what? Going to see it?
Yeah.
I know, but what if it sucks?
So here's the thing with movie theaters. I don't mind spending.
Oh, I don't either. But if it's not worth it.
I mind wasting my time.
Yeah.
Getting ready and taking the effort to drive to share my germs with people.
Yep.
In this room that's way too big.
And sticky.
Yes. Because I like the dark and cold part.
Yeah. The reclining part, too.
Yes. It's just the...
Yeah. I get you, though, your time more than... Because that's a couple hours, at least.
Exactly. And it's a very uncomfortable chair. I don't give a fuck what anybody says.
The recliners?
Yeah, I just can't. And it's either that or it's too comfortable. And then I'm like,
that's true. And this chick falls asleep wicked fast.
Yeah.
Like, she could be talking right now. She's out.
If I put my head, like, if I went to lay down in bed, I could be out in 3 minutes.
Not even.
Probably not.
Not even.
It's less than that.
You're crazy.
Anyways, up and coming.
We have some in theaters, but I mean, whatever. Let's start with Fear Street.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, so I started that. Wait, are we not going to mention the other ones?
Well, yeah, but start off with that.
Yeah, but I'm going to go in on that.
All right, fine. So coming out first is Heist, which comes out today, actually, on Netflix. And it looks like a men who actually tried to do heisty things, and they're doing recreations, and it looks really good.
Yeah,
still money, luxury bourbon, I guess they try to steal.
What does that even look like?
It looks like bourbon, but luxurious. Expensive. That just means it's a lot of money for a small bottle.
Like perfume.
It's like fine wine, you know? It's like, oh my God, is it a 1987?
Isn't it true that, like, the finer the wine, the more disgusting it is?
I don't fucking know. I hate all wine. It's disgusting to me.
Same. I agree.
Yes.
So that's on Netflix.
That's today, the 14th. Next, we have American Horror Stories.
Yes. I am so fucking excited for
Hulu,
this.
Hulu, July 15th, which is tomorrow.
It's Hulu specific. Like, it only is going to air on Hulu.
Yeah.
So if you're not on it, get on it. And it's every episode is different. And I know they've already done the first like 5 or 6 episodes. Mm. I think the very first episode is called Rubber Woman instead of Rubber Man. And the second episode is the second part to that.
Are you wary of who's in it so far?
I know we have some people coming back. I know Danny Trejo's in this show.
And I just found out. What?
Why wasn't he there before?
I couldn't tell you. Ryan but it makes sense, right?
Ryan and Brad.
Matt Bomer is in it. He's coming back.
Lord is coming back.
Yeah, I don't recognize really anybody. Paris Jackson.
Paris Jackson isn't she?
I don't know. Like, but my Jackson's all-time daughter. Oh, I don't know. I
don't want to sound stupid, but I'm pretty sure Paris Jackson. Is she not? Click on it, because I need to know.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
She was born in 98. That doesn't sound right.
Why?
Because she wasn't, his kids are older.
All right, continue on. I'll research.
But I just found out recently that one of my favorite actors / Broadway performers is going to be in it, and that is Mr. Aaron Tveit, and I fucking love him! He was in Les Mis, the movie with Hugh Jackman and Anne Hathaway. He was on the USA show Graceland. He was in a bunch of other stuff, but, like, boy can sing his ass off, and he can dance. So, I mean, I love him. He's so good.
Her name is Paris Michael Catherine Jackson.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
So I'm pretty sure.
So that's coming out. I'm down. Like, I'm 100% down for that.
Oh, me too. I like how it's like an anthology by episode rather than an anthology by season, which I think is going to be fun.
And then I recently just found this, and I'm all for this. Dan, listen up, okay? Oh, because this is a new Nicolas Cage movie coming out.
Oh, my God. I cannot stand every time this fucking man. Why?
It is called Pig.
Dude, retire.
No, don't retire.
Stop.
It's coming out July 16th in theaters, I believe.
Probably trash.
Listen, he's an Academy Award winner.
I don't know why. It looks like the cover of Village.
So the cover is just like an old man, right? But you only see like half his nose and one eye.
He looks
And then I saw that it was Nicolas Cage. I'm like, wait, hold up.
I can't.
The tagline is, we don't get a lot of things to really care about. And then
including you. Sorry.
You're a hater.
I don't like the man.
And let me just tell you what this is about, because I'm like, why is this a movie? It is a truffle hunter who lives alone in
the
Oregonian wilderness.
Like a truffle pig?
No, truffle. The things that live in the ground.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
So, he lives alone in the wilderness, must return to his past in Portland in search of his beloved foraging pig after she is kidnapped. That is correct. Adam Arkin is in it. And Alex Wolff, who is in the Jumanji movies, the newer ones, And he also played Zernoff Jernihaf or whatever his name is.
I feel like you're trying to convince me of something and it's not fucking working. I'm just Do you see my face?
I'm telling the people who's in it.
The people. Don't listen. Don't watch. Oh my God.
What's that kid's name?
Can we just have Dan watch it and that's it?
Dan watch it.
Yeah, just
no,
Dan.
I want to watch no, it too. Never,
no, Dan, don't watch it because you went and watched that other stupid movie with him. Not with him, but you both watched it, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, he enjoyed it.
No, I don't trust Dan. No,
and you're talking about Willy's Wonderland, ain't you?
Fuck Willy.
Listen, don't be fucking Willy. That's gross. What else do we have here? Escape Room Tournament of Champions is also in theaters July 16th, which is, I forgot, a first one came out. And the only reason I mention it is because Holland Roden, who was in Teen Wolf, was in it. And I was like, oh, I'm so happy to see her.
Oh, her. Yeah. The redhead.
Yes.
I like her.
I like her, too.
She's in Mayans.
Is she really?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I never watch it, so I apologize.
She's the white girl's sister.
The white girl's sister.
Well, she's the only white person there in a whole show of Mexicans.
I love her, though.
Habla español. And she calls... Her husband's name is Miguel. And her sister, who's Holland. And she's like, hey, Michael. And she's like, ugh, don't call him that. She's like, sorry, Miguel.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was just like, really? Like, okay. His name is Michael. Me?
Now what? You can talk about Fear Street.
Oh, I got you. Right. I'm not going to do this movie...
Any justice?
None. Because I know I missed pivotal moments.
All right. Well, hang. Start off first. It's a trilogy.
Yes.
Fear Street.
Yes.
Movies.
Yes.
The first one that came out was 1994.
Yes. And can I just tell you, I was vibing all over that.
Where were you vibing? What platform?
Whoa, dude. Like, the whole aesthetic of the whole thing. I look like this bitch right now.
You don't have a sheet over your head, though.
The whole aesthetic of it, they were playing Nirvana in the background, Iron Maiden, there was Blink-182 posters up, down to the way that she dressed. I used to do that, the long sleeve shirt and then throw on a short sleeve over it, like, ooh. I did it.
Yep.
Did you ever wear jeans to school under your pajama pants? Because I used to do that.
No, what the fuck?
I know that I'm not the only one that did that.
Why would you wear pajama pants over the jeans?
I don't know.
Would that be too hot? I'd be hot.
It would be like in the winter too.
I could see the winter because you're like, I want to wear my PJs, but it's cold.
It would be like fleece pajamas over my jeans. So if I went to school and teachers gave me shit, I'd be like, fine, I'll just take off my pajamas and I'm wearing jeans. But it would be mostly because I was cold.
I was going to say that makes sense for warmth purposes, but
no, not during the summer. No,
no.
No, that's crazy.
No.
But it was just, it was a vibe, dude.
Where is it again?
What Netflix. Platform?
Netflix.
So they had like, he was like,
what's the storyline? Because I know nothing.
I'm sorry. Hold on. I have to get this out. He's like on AOL Messenger.
Ah, yes.
They're on AOL. And it's like the whole keyboard. It was just
nostalgia.
Bringing it back, girl. I was all for it. All
right.
So here's the thing. I know that there's like a lot of like knocks to the classics. And I know that you call them horror movie tropes. There's a whole slew of those things going
I love it.
The whole, like, you know, it's like up close and she's like fixing the bookshelf and then behind her it's like squeak.
Yeah.
Where somebody runs.
Yeah.
Total, like.
Oh, okay, cool.
Love it. Now, I will say this. These kids are fighters.
Kids, like preteens, teens?
High school.
Okay, yeah.
High school. So I literally just watched it this morning, but I don't remember anybody's names.
Well, before you get there, the second movie takes place in the 70s. What's it called?
It's 1964. It's just year. It's Fear Street 1994, 1964, and 1666.
1660, that's what it was.
Yeah.
And the 1964 comes out on the 16th.
Yes.
So that's in a couple days.
Yes.
I'm excited.
I am
too.
Keep
going.
No, 1964 is already out.
Oh, as it's right 1666, whatever.
1666 comes out in a couple of days. Okay. So all three will be out.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know whose idea this was, but this is fucking... All right, let's go. Ready?
Yeah,
all right. So we live in...
Shh. You forget. Oh,
give me a
now
moment.
It's not just me. Thank
you. I didn't take my notes because I watched it this morning.
And you just wanted to enjoy it like I do? It's hard to explain things after.
I watched it because I was like, okay, I have to watch something for the podcast. Like, I've not watched anything this week.
I know, I was trash for this past couple
weeks. And And hold on, I don't want this to play.
It's bad.
Oh, it's 1978. I wasn't even close.
See, I told you.
It was 1978.
I knew it was the 70s.
Okay. So, after a series of brutal slayings, a teen and her friends take on an evil force that's plagued their notorious town for centuries. Welcome to Shadyside. So, Shadyside is the town. And like any small town, they like their sports, so their rival's town is called Sunnyvale.
Ah.
So it's the Shadyside Witches versus the Sunnyvale Devils.
Oh,
yeah, it's a town that I totally want to live in.
Yes.
So back in
definitely go for the Shadyside.
Back in 1666, and I feel like this is kind of like a knock to the Salem witch trials.
Oh, hell
there was
yeah.
a witch that was prosecuted and hung or whatever. Right? There was like a whole bunch of stuff that happened. They cut off her arm. Her bones live like on the grounds of Shadyside. So it's said that since then, she's cursed the town for what they did to her. So mm-hmm. every year, there's like these horrific murders, suicide things that happen. That's where we start. That's not where we start. We start in, we actually start 30 years prior to 94. So it'd be 74.
Yeah.
Which I thought was weird. And it was like these kids that were working at the mall. And it was the mall. The mall had closed. Yeah, the Shadyside Mall.
I thought malls didn't come out until the 80s. Well, 78 is basically 80s. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So there's this girl that she works at. Oh, and it's the girl that's with, she's in,
Stranger Things?
Thank you, yes. There's two girls from there. It's the little redhead.
Oh, Sadie, yes.
Yeah, and it's the girl that works at Ahoy. Whatever.
Yeah.
At that Robin. Ice cream place. Yeah. So she's in the first one, but she's not in it very
Scoops
long.
Scoops Ahoy is the name of that place.
Ahoy, whatever.
I'm sorry. Wait, have you not watched Stranger Things?
I have. I don't retain information. Like you said, I watch it for the enjoyment. I'm not like.
Okay, I got you.
I'm not as in love with Stranger Things as you are.
I like the group of kids against evil things.
I know. That's why I'm like.
And it's 80s.
It's
great. Hello.
Yeah.
Continue.
I have nothing against it. It's just not like. Yeah, I'm not retaining. So she's in it. So she's like arranging her little bookstore or whatever. And books keep falling off the shelves.
Mm-hmm.
And you see a little figure doing its thing in the back.
Yeah.
And I will give you this, though. He goes to stab her. And a book saved her life. Because she was holding the book, like, right
yeah.
there. And
like, what was the book? Did you?
Oh, damn. I didn't notice. I know that you would notice that. But anyways, so it continues on. And there's a murder. There was, like, she was only one of, like, seven murders that happened at this mall.
Damn.
So that was the last massacre. But it's known that, like, when homicides happen, it's like, massacres.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's never just, like, one person. Yeah, it's not a one-off.
Yeah.
That's not how it works. So anyways, so you follow this girl and her brother, and her brother's the one that's, like, messaging through AOL, and he is, like, Ben from It. He knows the whole history of the town.
I got you.
He's been following this. He went all the way back to 1666, and he's followed every single murder that's happened since, right? So she's a girl who identifies as lesbian. She just went through a breakup, whatever, and her breakup lives in Sunnyvale and is now dating a dude. And he's, like, the fucking QB of their football team. And she's a cheerleader.
Oh, no.
And our homegirl is, like, in band.
Yeah.
At Shadyside.
Wow.
Yeah. Super,
opposite,
like,
tracks. Yeah.
Super, super cliche as well. But in the best way.
Yeah.
So.
I was going to say, was it at least well done?
No, it was. It was very well done. Beautiful. So there's a back and forth or whatever. They get into a fight because they're mourning this kid that went off and killed everybody. Whatever. So, but the game was in Sunnyvale, so they were holding the ceremony or the vigil at Sunnyvale, and the kids from Sunnyvale were, like, sick of it. They're like, oh, it's not a tragedy if it happens every week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which,
yeah.
like,
it's sad.
Yeah. So, there's a fight ensues. They leave town. The kids from Shadyside leave town, but there's a car behind the school bus that's following them and throwing shit at the bus.
Oh, jeez.
And it's homegirl's ex-girlfriend with her QB boyfriend his homeboy. So there's an accident, and you see the part where, because I guess the witch possesses somebody all the time.
I was saying, don't give too much away.
Yeah, no, but it tells you, like, right away. So basically, it's this group of kids who disturbed a burial ground.
Oh, got you.
And what ends up happening is the reason why these massacres keep happening is because I'm assuming this is what it is, because I'm honestly not even sure, is that whenever the grounds get disturbed, the henchmen, she sends her henchmen.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So there like was a girl. Boogeyman. So there was, I think the 1978 one takes place at camp.
Yes. Thank you.
And it's a guy with an axe. But it's very Jason driven.
Yeah.
So there's that guy. There's a girl that committed suicide. And there was the shooter at the mall. But it's like the whole time I was watching it, I kept getting like, I know there's a shout out there to The Shining, but I definitely kept getting like Jason, Freddy vibes.
Oh, hell yeah.
The whole time. Mm-hmm. And it's nice and dark and saturated with a lot of neon sometimes.
Yep. So this is perfect. Just, this sounds beautiful.
As I was watching it, I'm like 5 minutes in and I was like, I feel like I should stop and wait for Amanda to get here so we can watch it together. Aww. Because it just, I know that I missed so much. I know that there's things in it that I missed for sure. I'm just like, I bet you this is from something.
Yep.
I'll bet you this is from something and I just don't know it. But it's so good. It's so well done.
I might watch this tonight because I'm excited.
So it's
good?
Yeah.
How many wicks?
Yo, like
how many wickets?
9. Oh! I give it a 9. That That's shit exciting. Was boss.
Oh my
and
God.
And the fact that there's 3 of these motherfuckers. I know.
Oh, I'm ready.
And they were released, like, 2 weeks apart, I think.
And I can't believe I forgot, because I think we, like, saw it a while back.
Yeah, but I think we just, like, mentioned it. Yeah. We didn't really go into it, but...
It wasn't out yet.
No. What are we...
And speaking of creepy things...
Yeah?
Ice Nine Kills...
Bro!
Came out with a new...
I'm totally speculating, but I think I was right when I said what I said.
Say it.
So, the new song... If you watch it, you know it's American Psycho. Now, I've never watched American Psycho, but I know what American Psycho is.
And it's the... What's the name of the song? Shit.
We suck today. Unprepared as fuck. I know I have
it. Is it sad to be...
It's Hip to be Scared.
Hip to be Scared.
Featuring Jacoby from Papa Roach.
If those of you... If you're followers of us, you know we love Ice Nine Kills. But if you don't know who they are, and you love horror movies, and you love rock music... They're the best band ever.
They made a baby. They made... That's what happened. Horror movies and rock made a baby, and Ice Nine Kill was born.
Yeah. What's... I keep forgetting his name. What's the lead singer's name?
I don't know. Chad, probably.
We follow him.
I know. Spencer.
Spencer! Thank you.
I knew it was something.
So, there. Spencer and his fellas, they write songs based on movies. Like, there's a song about It. And yeah, all the lyrics are basically like things from the movie.
In Silver Scream, the album, right out the top, it's American Nightmare, Freddy Krueger.
Yep.
And then I think the next song is for Jason. Then Michael, you have Jigsaw, The Shining, Jaws,
It, The Crow.
Yes. Edward Scissorhands.
Or Mary Axemas, which really isn't a horror movie, but it's
But there is a legend about...
Evil Santa.
Evil Santa.
Like Krampus. Freak Flags.
Thank you.
Savages. Yes. I don't know what that one is.
One of them was for...
Texas Chainsaw.
Amityville. Yeah, I think you're right. Texas Chainsaw.
With Savages.
So now, the previous album, though...
Had The Exorcist.
Before that, yes, it was based on books. Horror books.
Yeah.
I think there was one that was based on Wuthering Heights.
Yep.
If I'm not, or Pride and Pride, I can't remember.
Wuthering Heights.
But it was
would be
just
more.
As, it's just as great. So here's my speculation.
Because we have this new song.
Yes.
American Psycho.
I feel like they're going to base it off Serial Killers.
The new album?
Yes.
If they do. I'm wet already.
Oh, she's slippery.
That is like...
She's slippery, ladies and gentlemen.
Title. Seriously, though, that's like... That's our world. True crime. Serial killers.
So, I'm speculating it because at the very end of the song, there's like a smidge of a hint. If it's a hint. Yeah. If it's a hint. It's there. I'm like, oh, God, this is it. But, like, what are we doing? Are we really going to write songs about Bundy and
Ed Gein? They're going to... It's going to be him, Dahmer, Gacy.
Yeah, like Ed Kemper, Charlie Manson.
You can't do Manson. Are we
gonna do that?
You can't do Manson.
Yo, can we talk about something real quick?
What?
Have you heard Charlie Manson's music?
No.
I have.
Okay, is it good?
Yeah.
Wait, what? What? What kind is it? Like folk?
So like, it's like bluesy almost. And the thing is, he wrote music from jail.
Yeah.
He just never made any money off of it. Like, yeah. He wasn't allowed. But, like, I'm not playing. I think back in 2017, he was still writing music.
Before he died?
Yeah.
Charles. Because I remember watching those docs, and I was like...
Manson.
His music must be very interesting. Dude, he's in here
as artist. Look at your game, girl. Cease to exit.
Cease to exit?
Home is where you're happy. People say I'm no good. Ego.
Ego is right.
I have a dreamer.
I'm all set, though.
This album was from 1970. It's called The Love and the Terror Cult.
Yoda's bitch.
The last one was in 2017.
They can't
the Way
include...
of the Wolf.
You think they'll include Manson even though he technically didn't kill nobody?
Absolutely.
What else?
What was it?
Gonna...
Jim Jones didn't technically.
No, but that was like 900 people.
Yeah.
Fuck me, dude. Who else would they do?
I know. I'm just speculating here. I hope that's the direction that they go in.
Son of Sam?
Who knows?
Which is stupid probably. Because that was only like one person and six wounded, technically.
No offense to the people who are.
Oh, sorry.
Wounded,
yeah, but sorry. Like,
but no, but still, he was like a big deal. I don't know. It probably isn't like that. It might just be like American Psycho isn't a real serial killer, but it could just be movie serial killers other than like. So far out, like I feel like Jason and Freddy are like,
say like again. Sorry, that's like a chick thing to do, and I'm so wary of it. When
it's because I'm scatterbrained right now, so I fill my stutters with the word like, and so I'm not just stuck on shit. No,
I see what you mean. Instead of like.
Instead of
Jason and Freddy are like fake monster.
Yes,
killers.
They're serial monsters. Serial killer monsters is basically what.
Yeah,
they're like
not real,
killable motherfuckers.
Right. But we're talking real people,
right? So, like, who would that be?
I don't know why, but my first thought was Lovely Bones. Even though he wasn't like a serial killer, he was still like a rapist and then a killer.
Okay,
but that's not, he's not even that high tier though.
I just don't see
what movie serial killers are there though.
That's what I'm saying. But then again, The Shining, he was in a... Oh, but because he was, like, possessed by the...
hotel.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. Did you... What did you say for... Oh, fuck. What was that movie that we saw? The guy was blind.
Don't Breathe.
The part two is coming out
soon. Part two, yeah.
Did we talk about that?
No, but that's in August.
Oh, it is in August?
Yeah. Did you just have a wicked brain fart?
I did. Super
okay,
because
we're talking about serial killers, and you
Stinky
just go
shit.
To...
I know. Well, because serial killers, and then it segued me to, like, he kidnaps and kills.
And if nobody has seen the movie American Psycho, yo, young Christian Bale, along young Jared Leto...
Can I tell you that...
It's beautiful.
So, like, my first intro to Christian Bale was with Dark Knight, but I remember attempting to watch American Psycho first.
And you couldn't do it?
No, but that kind of like, I think he did it so well that in my mind, that is Christian Bale.
What, American Psycho?
Yeah. Like, that's him.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other
You need
side.
To see his young movies because he was in a Steven Spielberg movie called Empire of the Sun that took place during World War II. And he was like 12, 13, and he was so cute. John Malkovich is in it. A young Ben Stiller for a hot minute. John Pantoliano's in it. Very well done.
Jesus Christ, that is young.
And then one of my all-time favorite movies, when he was a teenager, like 19, he was in a movie called Swing Kids about they were in Germany and they loved swing, but it was like banned from the Nazis. Because it was singing like black people music, quote unquote.
Oh, yeah.
And so it was them like sneaking out and like stealing records, just a swing dance.
Aww.
And but then they ended up, they got in trouble at a club. They got found out. So they had to go into like the youth, Hitler Youth Army. And yeah, it's a whole thing, but it's such a good movie. Robert Sharon Leonard, who was in House. Remember that show House?
Yeah.
His House's like friend, his doctor friend.
Oh, that, he lived that with. Guy, yeah.
Yeah, he's in it with him, and it's, oh my God, it's a good movie. Nice. Anyway.
Serial Killers.
He was in Serial Killers, yeah. Oh, he was also in Shaft with Samuel L. Jackson in the 90s.
See, I just don't know. The 90s were such a questionable time. Like, there were so many good things about them, and then there was just things that were just...
Anyway.
But yeah.
I love Ice Nine so much. So,
I do, too. I put someone on at work for it, right? I was listening to it, and I know she's, like, a huge horror movie fan. Mm. And I was listening it to myself, and then I like kind of peeked back and I remembered that she was there. And I was like, yo, like, let me put you on to this. Yeah. This was like 2 weeks ago. I saw her this morning.
Bruh. You could tell she's been.
She swooped that door open. She's like,
like Kronk.
I was like, what? She goes, and she's like Puerto Rican from straight from the boat. Right. Oh, God. So when she talks English, it's super broken. So she started talking in Spanish, and she's like, "Mira, yo estaba escuchando esa música y eso es lo único que yo me estaba escuchando y no puedo escuchar más nada." And I was just dying, dead, basically obsessing about how that's all she's been listening to this entire time. So,
well, yeah.
Then I said to her, "Dude, if they ever play live again, I'll let you know, because these guys, yo, that is not a show; that is a whole experience."
Yeah. It's and like a play.
I showed her the clips because remember, like on stage, they had like the hand, the gloved hand for it.
Yep.
Or for Pennywise. They had Freddy's hand, and then where the drum sat, it was Jigsaw's eyes.
Spencer
and
does a wardrobe change.
Yeah, they all dress up. Like there's one dressed as
Georgie.
Georgie. I wanted to say Charlie.
From It.
So it's Georgie. Edward Scissorhands was there, and it's like a whole costume change, and there's like this chick that comes in and she does her thing. There was a big inflatable shark.
Yeah.
Like, it was a whole thing, and she's like, "Hi, next time they come through, you need to tell me." And I'm like, girl, I got you.
Seriously, anytime they're here, I will go. I don't care how many times I've seen it, heard it, I want it.
They have a show coming up, but they're not coming here. But I think we could probably drive.
I don't care where they go. I'm there.
We're going?
We're going.
We're going.
I mean, we're already going to a show in November that I'm super pumped about.
I have to say, like, this time around, and it's Black Veil's. It's BVB's show.
Is there the headliner?
Yeah, they're the headliner. So I know that in this moment is going to open for them. But yo, like, I...
Speaking about a whole experience, she has a whole, like, concert aesthetic that's equally as pleasing.
I've not seen anything.
I've only seen photos, and I'm telling you,
I don't want to see it.
It's not just people playing instruments. It's like a whole show.
I don't want to see it. What do you mean you can't find anything? I don't want to see it. I just want to...
That's because iPhones suck.
I want to take it all in. Yeah, listen, bitch. Please.
Me and my Android trademark.
Yeah. Ask me if she texts me. Go ahead. She doesn't. Why don't you text me?
Because our phones don't like each other, man.
Oh, huh? Anybody like, I'm ashamed of this green bubble.
Anybody who has an iPhone that I text, I don't text. I message them on Facebook.
Oh, because then it goes through. They're not coming anywhere near here.
Are they going to Atlanta?
Ohio, PA, VA. This sounds more like South.
VA is close, but not close enough.
No, I'm scrolling through to see if... No, that's... I think they're staying down there. You know what, though? I ain't afraid to catch a flight.
I ain't afraid to catch a flight, neither.
I ain't afraid to catch a flight.
When is that? When are they coming?
This is in September. So the 10th through the 25th.
I have vacation days to use.
It's like the whole month of September. Here, I'll...
Nobody's birthday's in September, so I got nothing going on. No one's getting married. Chattanooga. We can go visit Jonathan.
Julia. I'm sure he'd love that. Michigan, but Wisconsin. He wouldn't go to the show.
Nah, that's not his thing. That is literally the closest is Virginia.
I'm down.
9/12.
Oh, I don't want to catch a flight. I ain't trying to catch a flight on...
There's a show on 9/11.
No, I ain't trying to catch a flight that day.
I don't know. Green Bay.
I'm a superstitious bitch.
Fargo, North Dakota.
You want to go to North Dakota?
I want to go to... You never seen the movie Fargo?
No.
Trash, woman. You're so trash.
I know.
Yeah, so that's what we're listening to.
I think that everybody should be listening to. Can I play this? Will we get in trouble for this? Fuck yeah. The hell with good intentions. Yeah. Absolutely. I think we're going to have a short one today.
Yeah, but we also have a question that we're going to talk about. Oh my God,
yes. Okay, so.
I haven't even thought about this.
Last night, I worked with a young lady who I only see in passing.
Mm-hmm.
She's like 4 feet tall. Yes, Mary, you're about 4 feet tall. Her name's Mary.
And, is she a nurse?
No, she's one of our people in the lab.
Oh, I got you.
And she reminds me of Agnes from Despicable Me. If you gave Agnes Coke.
What?
Yeah, like that. She's just like burst of energy, super. Like she can talk for 3 minutes straight without taking a breath.
Dang.
Yeah. Bitch cray.
Oh.
But
cute.
She's a good time. So she asked me this.
Why did she ask you it?
I'm not sure why she asked. We got into the topic of I can't remember what the fuck we were talking about. But it led to me being like, oh yeah, we talked about that. Oh, because we were I put on a movie and she's like, you got so many, and I was ready to set up Deadpool 2 to watch because she hasn't seen it. She goes, I also saw you have Inside Out there. And I've not seen that. And I was like, what kind of human?
I don't want to cry today.
Yo. So, and then I find out that she has no streaming services.
Huh?
None. So I gave her the golden ticket to Disney, to my Disney Plus, so that she could go home and binge.
Yeah.
Right? So I put on Inside Out, and then I gave her my stuff. And she's like, oh, have you seen Soul? And I was like, dude, we just talked about that on the podcast. I ain't trying to go there.
Yeah.
And then she's like, wait, you have a podcast? So it went on. And before she asked me anything, she goes, do you have a co-host? And I was like, yes, I have a lovely lady that I co-host with every week. And she's like, ask her this.
Oh, God.
She's like, I want you to ask this question and really chew on it. Would you rather have locked elbows for the rest of your life or locked knees for the rest of your life? And why?
I'm going to give you my answer.
Yeah.
But I know that you're going to say the complete opposite and then give me some smart reasoning why. And then I'm going to be like, oh my God, you're totally right, Joe. I don't know what I was thinking. Yeah. Lock knees.
No, I went with lock knees.
Really?
Yeah.
You know why? Because I need to wipe my ass.
Oh, you know why? You know why? Because I like to drink my coffee.
That's a good point.
I agree, though. I like to wipe my ass, too. How would you...
Dude, you know what's just weird? Actually, I just thought of this. I was dropping Daniela's daughter off before I came over
here. Yeah.
And we saw somebody running, and I was like, yo, why are you running? And I was telling her that it's, like, technically not good for your joints to run. You should walk.
Right.
And she goes, Manda, why do people raise their arms when they run? And I had to think about that. I was like, because you do the job. Yeah! So I was like, but you don't see anybody like with their arms long by their sides running. Like,
yo. It's like the more you think about it, yeah. The more it's like, if I, it's like river dancing, right?
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, like,
oh, Irish step dancing.
Yeah, that's what I meant. So it's just like, I just. The functions of the body are weird.
But I think, I was like, is it an aerodynamic thing?
It gives you more momentum.
And you have more flat surfaces if your arms are down. And you're just like...
Aerodynamically, it doesn't work if your arms were just straight down.
Yeah. So, but if you had locked elbows...
But if your arms are here, like I know runners... Shut the fuck up. Are you okay? No! No! Don't do it! No, Manda, you're gonna have to run like that the rest of the day.
My stomach hurts.
Oh man. So it's funny that she even brought that up because in anime, they run with their arms.
Oh yeah. That's an image, man.
And they're like super sharp with their turns. You know?
Well, that's like when you're skydiving, you're supposed to do like that straight.
Well, that makes sense.
Because it's the same thing though. If you're running, you can't.
But yeah,
be like...
but when you're running, you use the momentum of your arms so that your whole body doesn't tire out as quickly.
Oh yeah.
My God.
Can you imagine like, because flailing everywhere as you're running because you're just like not. Yeah.
Imagine you ran like an overcooked noodle. That's messy.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah. So I actually follow these guys on TikTok who also have a podcast, and they ask weird questions like that all the time.
Which you send me, and they're hilarious.
Oh, God, I love them. and one of them had asked, would you rather whisper the rest of your life or shout the rest of your life? And what I like about them is that they test these things, right?
Uh-huh.
So, like, you have the one dude that did not ask the question, like, and the other guy is like, what? And he whispered it again. He goes, that's super inconvenient. He goes, yeah, but if I were shouting at you all the time, what do you want for coffee? What do you want for coffee? Like, that's just so inconvenient as well.
But at least you heard.
Yeah, but I think I'd rather whisper. I think I'd rather whisper.
Yeah, same.
I mean,
shouting takes a lot of energy, like a lot of force.
Yeah. And then you probably end up whispering anyways because you lose your voice.
Yeah. That's what I think.
Yeah. So they actually, you know what? I'm gonna look them up because they're a good time.
You could just use a wheelchair or hop everywhere. Has thick thighs.
She said hop everywhere. Oh man.
Like Tigger.
Oh, no, you just said I'm not hopping around like Tigger. I send them to you, right? You said that?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm gonna find the
it's in Messenger. Facebook Messenger mostly.
So I don't know. I think it's supposed to be the Friday show because it's the uppercase FRD and then lowercase I. So I think it's supposed to be like the Friday show.
Yeah, I got you.
But they're great. They're on TikTok. Well,
they're funny. They're wicked funny.
Oh my God, they're so hilarious. I love how he's like, when you take your socks off, do you put those same socks back on or do you get a new pair of socks?
Like after sex or what?
No, after anything. So like you're getting ready for bed.
Is this a conversation where he said, how do you get ready in the morning?
No, goes, but socks shit. So how do you dress when you get out of the shower? Yeah. He goes, socks first. And the guy goes like, no.
you did not just say that.
No, can I just say that? I don't go socks first.
Who does?
But the other day I was in the bathroom and I moved all my clothes into my room because we used to have drawers in the bathroom where we kept all our interior clothes and stuff like that. And I went socks first and that shit was not it.
Yeah.
That was so uncomfortable. Yep. I was like, yo, if a burglar were to come in right now and try to stop me.
I was just going to say, like those people who keep socks on when they have sex, no.
The black socks. It helps you come faster or some shit.
No,
or
that
last
ain't
longer.
Shit.
I
that
don't.
Ain't shit.
I agree. But like, if a burglar came in and I dropped that towel and I'm just hearing socks, that's not a good look for me. Okay, like none of it is a good look. But just socks. Ooh. He's gonna look at me and be like, "Bish,
socks just first." Socks first. No, I go underwear.
Yeah,
obviously. So not even. Do you think women go bra first?
Nah, dude, that is the equivalent of socks. Those are titty socks. Those are titty socks. You can't go.
They are.
You can't go bra first. It has to be underwear first. Yeah. What else would you put? That's like people who just wear a t-shirt, no undies.
There's no way. There's no reason.
Like, what are you doing? What?
But then again, what's a nightgown? People who wear dresses or nightgowns without. I know my cousin.
See, I can't wear a dress to bed. I get so like,
I
toss and turn. That's just.
Oh, it is helpful because I do have one and it's kind of sexy. So I'm like, I wear it for Charlie. And I try to, it's nice to have something to put between your legs because I can't not have something between my thighs.
I can't have chub rub in the middle of the night. That ain't right.
Chub rub is so real, people. Who said
it wasn't?
Going shopping for shorts sucks. That's why I don't wear them. You have to buy Bermuda or nothing at all. Because...
I used to call them Bahamas because I couldn't remember what country it was.
Close. But no cigar, bitch.
I used to call them Bahamas.
I needed to go past the mid-thigh because
I hear that.
when you walk and they...
I know. So my shorts always...
Like, that would bother me.
Well, these are just sleeping shorts. I'm
but
in my pajamas,
But even with sleeping...
People. I'm in my pajamas. It's 7 o'clock at night.
I wish I was in my pajamas.
So my shorts, I don't like Bermudas because it cuts weird. So, like, the shorts that I have when I'm walking, it's fine. But the second I sit down, they're like panties.
Yeah.
I'm just like, what happened, bro? What happened? Like, yo, you can't be...
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, I only shave so far up my thigh. Oh, yeah, like, me too. I ain't trying to. Because you know how, like, the little hairs on your inner thigh are more like just like the extension of your pubes?
Yeah.
That shit ain't cute. No, dog. It ain't. Oh, my God.
No, it ain't. Women problems, man. For real. Yo, that. Why does that go down so low?
I don't understand.
That's why I'm like, you know what? Just I gotta clean up my thighs because of my crotch. I've like, seen I don't. Dude
who used Nair on his legs the other day.
Oh, no.
But he only went up to mid thigh. He goes, now I have hairy shorts.
Ah!
And that's exactly what it looked like. He pulled up his shorts and there it was, the cutoff line. Hair, no hair.
How hairy was this man?
Oh, hairy.
If you're he getting rid of hair, Nair. Do it all.
He used Nair because a razor wouldn't have done it.
No.
No.
See, I like the convenience of Nair and the simplicity, but it freaks me out.
Doesn't it smell?
I've heard that. But I know that from old Nair. I don't know about nowadays. Because there's other methods, I'm sure.
Yeah. But.
Fuck.
That's our rant on shorts and.
On pube thighs.
And locked. Yeah, on pube thighs. On thigh pubes.
Oh, my
and,
God.
And locked knees and God knows what else. But.
Everything else.
Yeah. No, go find those guys on TikTok. They're fucking hysterical. And one of them makes music.
Really?
Yeah, he's
what
good
kind?
At it. It sounds like rap, but not like hardcore rap. Just like lyrically, it's nice.
Mm. That's not my bang, but.
No, but it's like quirky. It reminds me a little bit of Watsky, just not as fast.
Love Watsky.
Yeah, I know.
Have I listened to him? No, but.
I only like that recently. One song.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Because we saw him.
Yeah, Sloppy Seconds or whatever. That's what sold it for me. But, yeah.
That's it for us, people.
I thought this was going to be a short one.
That's because we talk a lot, and you're so funny, Joe.
So are you, though.
You're so funny. Only because of you, though.
No.
Maybe Dan was right.
What did he say?
He said you're funny. And we're out. Bye, guys.